Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Love Lift Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. I'm your host tonight, Elfrida Love, and this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I am so excited and delighted to be back on air. I want to thank God, my family, and my friends for your listening support. I really appreciate that because the Lord is doing some great and magnificent things. Isn't it? As I'm speaking today, and I have to get my words together here, as I'm speaking today, I was writing down a few notes that the Lord had given me. But how many of you know that when the Spirit of the Lord speaks unto you, you must obey? So we will pretty much follow the notes that was given unto me before the ministry, but the Lord is going to also take us in many directions, and we have to be ready. So brace yourselves for the Love of Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love, where we're under a heavy anointing, and the Lord wants to do some great things in our lives. I'm going to tell you before I start to read the scripture and pray that the Lord on last week gave or provided a revelation, and the revelation is that in teaching or in ministry, we oftentimes minister or teach about the goodness of God, and we are obedient, and we give the revelation. And the Lord says that there are many people who are listening that I have no idea who's listening. But what I do know is that the Lord said there are many people who are listening. And as we all know, we go through storms, the storms of life. And people are attracted to the fact that God is able to do everything but fail. People are attracted to the fact that Jesus is in the blessing business and that he's passing out gifts. But there are some people in the storm that needs to get out. And so what this particular teaching or ministry is, as God is revealing, is a way to get out of your storm. And once you're out of your storm, then you can give your testimony. And the Lord says that the word of God delivers and sets us free for good. He said, because many times, and I don't want to get into this, but I feel the Spirit, many times the reason why we remain stuck in our storm but can see the goodness of God is because we live in the past. The Lord says today it is time to move forward. Whatever storm you're going through, ladies and gentlemen, whatever storms we're going through, he says it's time to move forward. You know, you listen to the Love Lift Jesus Ministry, you go to church, you listen to your friends who are positive, you separated yourself from the negative people, but you're still in your storm. And the Lord says, yeah, you're still in your storm because you have not dug yourself out. Sometimes somebody said it best at church today, you have to encourage yourself. That was a pastor from Tolliver Chapel. He says you have to encourage yourself, and that's what the Lord is saying today. Some of us don't encourage ourselves, and we must do so. The Lord wants us to encourage ourselves because the Lord loves us so much. He said, you don't have to be bothered with disruptions and chaos. You don't have to be bothered with the toils of life because we are capable through the word of God and through the belief of faith to dig ourselves out of whatever situation that we have placed ourselves in. You notice I said we. But we're going to get back to that. But I'm just excited to be online today, and I feel refreshed and I feel rejuvenated. I was a bit tired because I've had long weekends, and I've been up. I've been toiling for the Lord, which I love, and I've been doing some things. But and I was a little tired, and I was going to say, okay, we'll do this tomorrow. The Lord says we need this medicine today, amen, because we need to heal the world. So I'm going to go ahead and read to you. If you'll get your Bibles, I'll give you a second to get your Bibles as I allow the Lord to lead me in which verse or verses to read. I'll allow you to get your Bible about 1 minute. Okay. we are going to look at Proverbs 15. Proverbs 15, verses 1 through 10. Mm-hmm. Proverbs 15, verses 1 through 10. Hold on to your seats, ladies and gentlemen. A soft answer turneth away wrath, but grievous words stir up anger. The tongue of the wise useth knowledge aright, but the mouth of fools poureth out foolishness. The eyes of the Lord are in every place, beholding the evil and the good. A wholesome tongue is a tree of life, but perverseness therein is a breach in the spirit. A fool despiseth his father's instructions, but he that regardeth reproof is prudent. In the house of the righteous is much treasure, but in the revenues of the wicked is trouble. The lips of the wise disperse knowledge, but the heart of the foolish doeth not so. The sacrifice of the wicked is an abomination to the Lord. I'm getting excited. But the prayer of the upright is his delight. The way of the wicked is an abomination unto the Lord, but he loveth him that followeth after righteousness. Correction is grievous unto him that forsaketh the way, and he that hateth reproof shall die. That word, abomination, that word, it was hard to say that word because as I was saying that word, the Lord was speaking that when we become angry and when we do not walk in the will of God, we experience God's wrath, which makes us turn back unto him. And so it's very important that when whatever we do or say, that we maintain a soft answer. Whatever we do or say, we return a soft answer. Proverbs 15, verses 1 through 10. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, the doers, and the seekers of his holy word. I want y'all to think about that for a second. And abomination. I want y'all to think about that. And I want you to think about the past couple of weeks, and I want you to think about the advancement of this week. Abomination, abomination. And I want you tonight to practice in the mirror or in your bed, wherever. It doesn't matter wherever you practice. Independently, which means alone. I want you to practice a soft answer. And the reason why I say this before we get started, we haven't even prayed yet, but we're going to pray in a minute. But the Lord is really speaking that word, abomination, abomination, abomination. That's why I couldn't get it out, because the Lord kept speaking that word. So I'm listening to the Lord and I'm reading at the same time. I want you to really think about that word, abomination, abomination. And I want you, as you're thinking, how are you going to please our Lord this week? The Lord is getting ready to dispense blessings. But the Lord is getting ready also to dispense challenges. And many times we call those storms, but God calls them tests. He says that everywhere we go will not be holy ground. He says, and this week, because the devil is also aware that the Lord is getting ready to show up and to make everything all right, he says that the devil is getting scared. And so the devil will try to disrupt and interrupt any peace in any place. The devil doesn't care. Abomination, right? But we serve a God who is larger than life. And the Lord says, you are going to be tested. you're going to be tried this week. And you have to know that it's only a test. The Lord says that you must remain in character when the test arrives. You must continue to trust in God, because on the Love Live Jesus ministry, I don't know if any other ministry has told you this, the Lord is getting ready to come. And I don't mean that to scare people, but that's the word. And all the disruptions and things that are not set right, everything that disrupts the kingdom of God, God's people, the Lord is getting ready to remove, to correct. He's getting ready to disrupt things in different areas so that we begin to seek peace. And I said we because that's everybody. Abomination, I want you to keep thinking about that word. We don't want to anger God. And I'm speaking to everyone. And this is really hard to say because I have a lot of listeners on and the Lord is speaking and we're speaking from all over the world. If you are disrupting, and I don't mean disruption as in babies, because babies, some babies can't help it because they're babies. I'm talking about disruptions as in breaking the peace. God is revealing gossip. He's talking about disobedience, whether it's children, whether it's adults. He's talking about ethics. He's talking about righteousness. He's talking about being truthful. He's talking about us training up children in the way they should go. He's talking about parenthood. He's talking about marriages. He's talking about a lot of things. If you are the cause of the disruption, I plead with you today, this Sunday, to turn it around. We haven't even begun to pray. But if we're doing things that is causing the wrath of God, we need to stop. Abomination, abomination, abomination. We need to stop, period. So it's very important that if there are distractions and you are the subject of the distraction, whether it's gossip, starting things, whether it's not training yourself when you go out or training your children or whomever, fix it. Because I'm telling you, I cannot reiterate this enough. The Lord has had enough. And I've experienced this last week. You know, and if the voice of the Lord is that powerful to cause adjustments in the body, I could only imagine what the Lord can do in the physical world. It's very important, ladies and gentlemen, that we continue to promote the peace wherever we go, that we continue to be truthful, that we continue to be honest, that we continue to be obedient, that includes adults, and that we continue, as my God says, to perfect our walk on a daily basis. Just like tonight, I was tired. I said, Lord, I'm going to do this tomorrow. Lord says, no, you're going to do it today. And that's how it's going to work. Tired or not, we owe God our time. It's very important, ladies and gentlemen. I'm telling you, this week is going to be probably the best week of your life. But I'm going to tell you this. It's not going to be the best week without a cost. Because we're going, and I say we, are going to be tested. And the Lord says, can you give a soft answer? Can you stay in character before the Lord gets here? Because the Lord is going to make everything all right. And this is only a test. So I'm telling you, this week is going to be a little different. The atmosphere is going to shift. But I'm telling you right now, and I'm going to say it again before we get into the meat of our lesson, as the Lord is revealing, and I have to be very obedient with this. The Lord says, if you are among those who break the peace, who distract the saints of God, who causes chaos. Every time we show up, we're causing chaos. When people see us coming, they know that trouble is following right behind us. He says, let go of the trouble. Remove the chaos. Stop gossiping and start praying. It's very important, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know how to say it any clearer. It's very important that we prepare for the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. What is the presence? And I told you the Lord is going to add some things in here. This is not even part of the lesson. What is the presence of the Lord? When I say presence, people think that God is going to dispense himself from heaven and he's going to come down and he's going to come inside a building or come inside your house. No. The presence of God happens in the environment. The presence of God happens in the environment. It happens, the presence of God happens in your mind. The presence of God happens in your mood. It happens in your hands and feet. It happens in the words that you say, the words that we say. It happens in our ears, what we listen to. That's where the presence of God is. And I'm telling you, the Lord wants to bless many people, as I said before, many people. And I named a lot of cities and states last week. But the Lord really loves his people. He really does. The Lord's love for us is just unimaginable. I cannot explain it. The Lord loves us so much. But also, and I'm almost finished with this part, the Lord says that we're going to have to talk about the storms of life. We're going to have to talk about how to bring people out of their storms. I have people who are listening, and God spoke several names, who are listening right now, who experience or is in the experience of a storm, and they're listening right now to the Love Live Jesus ministry, and they're still in that storm. God says you have to move forward in life. You have to move forward. You can't hold on to the past. You can't do anything about the past. The only thing you can control is the future, and you're not controlling that. That's really God. So you're going to have to still go through God and pray to God. You can't get out of your past experiences on your own free will. You're going to have to ask God to help you out of the storm. So I want you to know that being in a storm and understanding the reality of God and all that he can do is not going to get you out of that storm. You're going to have to begin to speak to God, communicate with God. The word of God will get you out of the storm. The faith in God will deliver you from the storm and help you to look forward instead of looking back. Okay? So I just wanted to say that because this ministry is going higher, and we're going to still talk about the goodness of God and the revelation of God and the word of God, but we're going to also have to deal with the storms of life as well and the truth of who God is, the truth of what happens when we're disobedient unto God. Because as I said before, and I'm going to be very honest, and I usually don't do this on air, about a week ago, the Lord began speaking. And what the Lord revealed was very disheartening. It was dealing with a situation somewhere in the United States where I was. Very disheartening. You would never tell a person's people what the Lord revealed. But I can tell you this, the wrath of God was there. And God explained through the word of God, through the revelation of God, through the vision, that he's had enough of disruptions, enough of people breaking the peace, causing confusion, causing chaos. And he says he has no respect of persons. If we're old enough to know that we're doing wrong, the Lord is still holding us accountable. And that's from adults all the way down to children. The thing we don't want to happen, ladies and gentlemen, and I'm speaking from the revelation of God at this time, is for God to become angry with us. That's the thing we don't want to happen. It's not good. If the word of God is that powerful, and I'm telling you, if the word of God is that powerful, I could only imagine what the Israelites went through when Jesus physically began to rearrange things as far as the Israelites' environment. I could only imagine. I'm telling you, the word of God is powerful. It will do something to you, I'm telling you. I know for myself, the word of God, God's wrath is nothing to play with. And you don't even have to be the person. The Lord can just speak that revelation and give you chills. So, in other words, let's go ahead and move forward. And we're going to pray unto God. We're going to consecrate ourselves. And I want you to think about that word. It keeps coming back, abomination. I want you to keep thinking about it. I want you to keep thinking about it because the Lord was very strong as I was reading that and as I was listening to the Spirit of God, abomination. We have to stay clear of that. We have to. So I'm going to go ahead and consecrate myself and all the listeners online, and then we're going to pray unto God for whatever God gives me, and then we're going to go into the subject of my heart is fixed, but my mind is not made up. My heart is fixed, but my mind is not made up. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, Lord. We thank you for blessing us to wake up this morning. We thank you for starting us on our way, Lord. We're asking, Heavenly Father, would you let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. We're asking, Heavenly Father, would you crown this whole head from the top to the soles of my feet, Lord. Would you bless each word that come out of my mouth to be something that is acceptable and pleasing in your sight and something that is from you. Lord, we ask that you bless this lesson, Heavenly Father, to fall on fresh ground and fall on open ears, Lord. We ask if there's anything in our hearts that's not conducive to serving and uplifting you, would you remove it? We ask that if there's any distractions around us, we ask that they be removed. We ask that if there's anything hindering us from hearing your voice, would you remove it in the name of Jesus? If our eyes, Heavenly Father, are not focused on you, we're asking you, would you help us to lift up our eyes to the hills from which cometh our help, because we know that all of our help cometh from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We're asking, Lord Jesus, to help us to understand the revelation, the prophecy that you're going to give, Lord. We ask that each word that is given be refreshing unto each soul that is on here, Lord. We pray in the name of Jesus as we're transitioning over to our prayer, Lord, that the persons who are in the storms who are listening today, tonight, to the Love of Jesus ministry, we're asking you, would you help us to give them the tools to be delivered and set free, Lord. Lord Jesus, we can't see who they are, but, Lord, you've called them by name, and we're asking you, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, would you continue to bless them as they go along their journeys, Lord. Some are ordinary, just as myself, and some are up there, Heavenly Father, and are in the public spotlight each and every day, Lord. And we thank you for sending them as well, because the word of God reaches from the highest mountain to the lowest valley. It doesn't matter how much you have or how much you don't have. Everyone needs to hear the word of God. We're asking you, if someone's in a depressive state, Heavenly Father, would you bless them to come out of that state and let them know that you are God, and besides you, there is none other, Lord. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you continue to bind the hands of the devil, Lord, and anything that distracts or disturbs or hinders the peace therein, Lord. We ask in the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father, would you help us to walk into the path of righteousness and help us to treat each other like we would want to be treated. Help the words that proceed out of our mouths to be encouraging and uplifting to everyone, Heavenly Father, that we meet and see, Lord. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for sending all of your soldiers, Heavenly Father, to the Love of Jesus ministry, and we thank you for those who are going to listen after the broadcast and those who are going to listen in a few weeks, Lord. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you turn on the lights for those who are in dark places, Lord? Would you mend broken hearts and cool scorching fevers, Lord? We ask in the name of Jesus, would you bless those who are in the hospitals, Lord, going through procedures and processes, going through checkups, Heavenly Father. We ask you, would you bless the individuals who are in there for diabetes, Lord, for high sugar rates, Lord. We're asking you, would you bring it down and regulate it. Those who are experiencing high fevers, Heavenly Father, we ask in the name of Jesus, would you bring those temperatures down, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We're asking, would you bless those who are going through heart conditions, Heavenly Father, those who are going through treatments, Lord, whatever treatment it is, we're asking you, would you be that physician, Heavenly Father, that we're looking for. Lord Jesus, whoever is going through the bereavement, Lord, who's ever going through something, we ask, would you be that angel of comfort, El Shaddai, Elohim, Yahweh, Lord, Eli, Emmanuel. We're asking in the name of Jesus, Lord. Lord Jesus, we pray for those who are wayward, not only the adults, but the children as well, Lord. We're asking you, would you continue to be the would you continue to be the Lord who provides guidance and understanding, Heavenly Father, and to let them know that we all need our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We ask you in the name of Jesus, would you continue to protect and shield us, Heavenly Father, and help us, Heavenly Father, in a big, big way. Lord God, we're asking, would you look down upon that family in Oklahoma who lost one of their family members due to a particular belief, Heavenly Father, and we want people to understand and realize in the name of Jesus that your Christianity, that your ministry is not a ministry that forces itself upon the people, but it is a ministry that gives the word of God and brings awareness and allows the people to come unto you through an open door in the name of Jesus, Lord. We ask, would you bless all of those who are facing that tragedy, who works in that factory, Lord. We ask, would you touch each person in there and help them, Heavenly Father, to heal from whatever they are going through. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you bless anyone who's missing or out of place, whether it be a child, whether it be an adult, Lord, whether it be a dog, animal, whoever is out of place, Lord. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you protect them, Lord. And, Lord, we haven't forgotten about the Nigerian girls who are still missing, Lord, because we know that their parents think about them every day, although they're not in the media. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you send a rhema, would you send a word over, and would they have a Moses experience and tell Pharaoh to let the people go, Lord. We ask, would you protect and keep them and help them, Heavenly Father, to come home safely unto their parents, Lord. We ask, Heavenly Father, would you bless those who have hatred in their hearts for whatever reason, Lord, hatred for their children, hatred for their spouse, hatred for their co-workers, hatred for anyone, Heavenly Father. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you bring peace unto their hearts and help them, Heavenly Father, to love like you love, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We're asking, would you bind the hands of the enemy, Heavenly Father, and would you help us to understand and see your glory, because we know that if we serve you, Heavenly Father, that everything will be all right. We ask, Heavenly Father, would you forgive us for being too tired sometimes and for wanting to put stuff off, but we thank you because we serve a God that lets us know that he will give us strength, amen, in the time when we become weak, and we thank you for that, Lord. Lord, we thank you for our health and our strength. We thank you for our family members, Heavenly Father. We thank you for our children. We thank you for just each person that you have placed within our lives, Heavenly Father. Lord Jesus, we understand and realize, as you have shown, or you have just shown, that this ministry is going to extend, and we're going to have some connections that we've never imagined before. And we ask in the name of Jesus, would you help us to continue to build on the word of God and help us to bring in more souls, Heavenly Father, and help us to just help our youth in a big, big, special way, Heavenly Father. We ask, would you bless the new project that you have given entitled Love Talks, Heavenly Father. Would you help us in the areas of youth empowerment, the areas of success, family involvement, parental involvement, school engagement, domestic violence, community awareness, health and fitness, Lord, would you help us to disseminate the information to the people where they will live a more productive life, not only in life situations but in the spiritual world as well. We ask, would you bless this broadcast and the talk show to be a broadcast that magnifies who you are and decrease us to zero, decrease me to zero, and increase you to greatness. We ask, would you bless each person who comes on, whether it's the talk show or the ministry, would you help them to
continue with their ministries and bless their families and bless each and every person who comes on the Love of Jesus ministry, and not only this ministry, but other ministries as well. In the name of Jesus. Lord Jesus, we're asking you, Heavenly Father, the name that you just shown, Heavenly Father, who has a syndicated radio ministry. We're asking in the name of Jesus, would you bless that particular syndicated radio ministry out of Houston, Texas, to move forward with the project, Heavenly Father. And we ask, would you bless those individuals to be able to reach and expand and to just help those who are in need. Whatever project it is, Heavenly Father, we ask in the name of Jesus. We ask that you bless each hand that's in it, each mind, Heavenly Father, that you iron out the kinks, that you bless them to present it in a way in which the community can receive the Word of God as well as services, Lord. And we thank you for that vision. We thank you for the person that you are showing, Lord. We thank you for just everything that you've done, Heavenly Father. And then, Lord, we turn the pages, Heavenly Father, and we ask, would you bless each minister online and would you bless each member online, Heavenly Father, would you continue to bless the minister's ministry and would you continue to bless the congregation and help that congregation to grow into something big, Lord. We ask, would you continue to bless each member of a church, Heavenly Father, and those who are out of the ark of safety, we ask, would you continue to bless them. And we ask, would you continue to bless us to be role models, Lord Jesus, in the church so that when we go out, they can understand, or the people can understand that we belong to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, Lord. Lord Jesus, as you reveal, we're going to have many decisions to make, especially ministry decisions, education decisions, Lord Jesus. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you help us to center it all according to your will and according to what you would have to be done, Lord. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for the visionaries. We thank you for those who reach out and help and touch people, Heavenly Father. We thank you for the unction and the function of the Holy Spirit. We thank you for the gifts, Heavenly Father. We thank you for blessing us to wake up this morning. We thank you for starting us on our way, Lord. We're asking you, Heavenly Father, would you continue to help us to be vessels for you? Would you continue to bless our mouths to speak the word of God? Would you continue to help us to be encouraging and uplifting and empowering the people of God? Lord, we don't want to do anything that's going to be an abomination unto you, Lord. Lord Jesus, as you were speaking, we want to do everything that will edify, magnify, and glorify who you are, Lord. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you continue to bless those, Heavenly Father, who are homeless, bless those who are walking the streets, bless those who are out of their minds, bless those who have displaced children, Lord. And we ask in the name of Jesus, would you bless each child who is born, help them to be born to parents who are responsible, parents who will keep them safe, Lord. And we pray for those parents who have already caused distrust by killing their children, Heavenly Father, abandoning their children. We ask, would you bless those parents as well, Heavenly Father. We ask, would you bless our temperaments, Heavenly Father. Would you help us to continue to stay focused on you and to do your holy and righteous will, Lord. We ask, would you continue to help us to be the person that you would have us to be. Would you help us to go to the places that you would have us to go, Heavenly Father. We ask, would you bless us to say the words that you would have us to say, Lord Jesus. And we just ask you, would you help us to get the message of God out, Heavenly Father. Would you bless us to come up with new and innovative ways to continue to keep our children engaged. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you help each city and state all over this land and country, Lord? Would you help us as we are going about continuing to spread, that people come out of their churches, Heavenly Father, and come into the communities and begin to help and teach the people in the community, Lord. We ask in the name of Jesus that every challenge that you are showing us, Heavenly Father, with big projects and places to go, Heavenly Father, we're asking in the name of Jesus, would you help us and continue to give us strength and courage to do it, Lord. We thank you for the motivation. We thank you for the push. We thank you for the encouragement. And, Lord, we're asking, would you bless this ministry and other ministries to be something that is acceptable and edifying in your sight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. And I want you to know that I am just excited about everything that our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is doing. I'm excited. I'm just excited about everything our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is doing. And the main thing that the Lord wants us to know is that we should hang in there and we should continue to push until our change comes. And guess what? Even when our change comes, we are to continue edify and uplift who God is. So without further ado, I want to talk to you for a moment about a subject that our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ gave me. This particular subject is entitled, My Heart is Fixed, but My Mind is Not Made Up. My heart is fixed, but my mind is not made up. As I said before, I made some notes that the Lord gave me, but I don't know word for word what I'm going to say, so I want you to follow me. And once again, the title is My Heart is Fixed, but My Mind is Not Made Up. First of all, I want you to get out a sheet of paper, or you can think about this. Get out a sheet of paper. And I want you to write this title down, first of all. My Heart is Fixed, but My Mind is Not Made Up. And I also want you to write at the top, abomination. And I want you to, as the Lord is revealing this, tonight, this has nothing to do with the topic we're talking about today, but before I forget, tonight, I want you to look this word up. And once you look this word up, you're going to understand the definition of it. And God says that your success, our success in receiving what you've been fasting for, this is for a particular people. God says, write abomination on the top of your page and look this word up. And whatever you've been fasting for, you shall receive. If you do not do things against his will, abomination. I want you to look that word up. So if you've been fasting, this is specifically for you. Okay? All right. Now, the title of this message is My Heart is Fixed, but My Mind is Not Made Up. What does this mean? This basically means I have good intentions, but there is a lack of faith. My heart is fixed, but my mind is made up. So basically, I'm telling you tonight that I have good intentions, but I lack faith. Okay? Now I want to break this down a little bit for you. A fixed heart is your intentions. A fixed heart is your intentions. Your mind, and this is where your cerebral cortex is your actions. Right? Now, I want to make this very plain as God showed this to me. Our mind does not control our heart, for our heart controls our mind. I've heard a saying that so a man thinketh that he is. Well, guess where those thoughts came from? The thoughts came from your heart. Because how many of you have heard the saying that what's on the inside will come out? And think about it. When the Lord judges us, he doesn't look at what we have on the outside. He looks at what we have on the inside. And so our heart controls our mind. If you are passionately in love with God, right, you're going to think of ways to please God. If you really like someone as a friend or what have you, in your mind, you're going to think of ways to be nice to that person. But guess what? God is showing this. He says, if you dislike a person, you are going to think in your mind how to do things that will make this person angry.
God calls it premeditated sin. Premeditated sin. I want you to write that down. Premeditated sin. Now, I'm going to prove to you, as the Lord is showing this, and I don't know how the Lord is going to prove this, I'm going to prove to you that our heart controls our mind. The Lord is showing me the Hebrew boys. These are my boys, because they was brave enough to go into the fiery furnace and still believe in God. So they went into the fiery furnace. Why? Because they loved our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. But guess what? In their minds, they was probably thinking about, we're going to die. But in their hearts, they loved God, and they said, for God, I'll do this. And they went into that fire, and guess what? God went into the fire with them, and they was not burned. So that's proof that our heart controls our mind. When people, and I told you we have to tell the good and the bad, when people go through violence, whether it's physical violence, whether it's psychological, whatever type of abuse or violence people go through, right? And we're going to talk about domestic violence right quick, as the Lord is showing. When someone goes through the fact of being abused, the question is, why do they remain there? In their minds, they are wise enough to know that this is not right. No one should be saying this to me. No one should be doing this to me, making me feel this way. But in their hearts love that person, but maybe not their actions. So in their mind, they know this is wrong, but their hearts, right, it displays love. And so that's why they remain. And so what God is saying tonight to us, why is it your heart is fixed, but your mind is not made up? Why? How could that possibly be? My heart is fixed, but my mind is not made up. Ladies and gentlemen, the Lord is saying tonight that this sentence needs to be changed. My heart is not fixed, so therefore my mind is not made up. The Lord reveals that any man or woman who is in Christ is a new creature. All things have passed away, and behold, all things have become new. So is your heart really fixed? Let's go back to being abused. All right? You say your heart is fixed. You say, I go to church, I pay my tithes, I treat people right. But I can't leave this relationship because that is my financial stability. And so the Lord is saying, in your heart, you still love this person, and you're supposed to. But you're going to have to let that go in order to release yourself from bondage so that you can say, my heart is fixed. I love this person, whoever it is. But my mind is made up, and I have to do what thus says the Lord. See, ladies and gentlemen, the Lord does not want us to suffer, whether it's suffering from whatever it is. It doesn't matter what career, poverty, whatever it is, abuse, chaos, disruptions, whatever it is. The Lord, that's not his intention for us. God says that the reason why Satan was displaced from heaven was not so much because Satan wanted to be God. It was because of the things that he was doing to destroy the people. He asked Satan a question, what are you doing? Going to and fro, seeking who I can basically cause chaos to. So that's why he was put out. The Lord says some things you're going to have to let go. And so the reason why our hearts, or we feel our heart is fixed but our mind is made up, is because our heart is really not fixed. Our heart is really not fixed. And our mind is really not made up, and it hasn't been. Right? So when we think about this premeditated sin, I want you to think about this. I'm going to give you a scenario. And I want you to really think about this. The Lord has been really good to you. The Lord has blessed you. You and your family, of course. And for some reason, you decide that you just can't take it anymore. You're too stressed out. And so you decide that you're going to go on vacation. So you get to this particular place and you love it so much that you say, wow. And you meet a couple of new friends and you say, you know what? I have to stay here. I don't want to go back. You know, everybody's doing fine. I'm going to stay right here. Your heart is fixed and your mind is made up. How is that so? You love the people you left. You love your family. And in your mind, you're saying, I love my family, but my mind is made up. You have already made up your mind that you're going to stay at that particular place, but you also love your family. Now, this is what God is showing. God says, if that's the case, where you still love, you love your family, but in your mind, you're saying that they're all set, so you're going to go and create your life for yourself. So what the Lord is showing here is that when we do that, right? When we do that, he says that we're out of the will of God. Why are we out of the will of God? Our heart is in the right place because we still love. But our mind is not focused on God any longer. It's focused on what I want. Is focused on my desires. And when we get to that point, ladies and gentlemen, where we're still doing right, going to church, paying our tithes, but when we get to the place where we begin to become displaced, we're out of the will of God, and God says that because we're out of the will of God, we begin to experience the storms of life. And the Lord says, a lot of people ask the question, why people have to go through the storms of life? And the Lord says, it's not because of what they've done. They're paying their tithes. They're going to church. They're doing everything they're supposed to do. He said, but the will, they're out of the will of God. Because their mind has placed them out of the will, not their hearts. Their hearts are in the right place because they still love. So we have to be very cognizant about our mind. Our heart controls our mind. And how is it that in our minds we can cause some of the disheartening things to come out? As an effect of what we've done, but in our hearts we still love. And God says that's possible because we're out of the will of God. And when we come out of the will of God, we become displaced. Okay? So I want us to really think about that because that's deep. And the question is, so how can it be so that your heart is fixed, but your mind is not made up? Now we just said, and some people are saying, but you just said, basically, it's not possible for our heart to be fixed and our minds to not be made up. But the Lord says that in actuality, your heart cannot be fixed if your mind is not made up. And he gave this analogy. If someone was in the hospital and the doctor says you need open heart surgery, and the person says or thinks, I don't want open heart surgery, right? But you love yourself so much, and you says, I love myself, but I'm not going to get it. Your heart will not be fixed, but your heart controls your mind. So instead of you receiving the surgery, you will ask the doctor to give you medicine, which is the second best thing. And God is saying that in order for your heart to be fixed, your mind must be made up, because you don't deserve the next best thing. You deserve the best thing, which is Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. That's what you deserve. Stop settling for the next best thing. God is available unto you. God is available unto me. So the Lord is saying this. See, this particular ministry is going totally different direction. God is saying stop settling for the next best thing, whatever that is. He says you are entitled to a first-class Jesus. You are entitled to a first-class blessing. You are entitled to first-class living in the name of Jesus, said humbly. So stop settling for the second best. So let's go back to the fact of how can we have a heart that's fixed and a mind that is made up. God says stop looking at past experiences, past hang-ups. He's already forgiven you. Helen Baylor said it best. She said, you know, God has placed our sins into the sea of forgetfulness. Continuously bring them back up over and over again. The past is the past. Let it go. That's why our heart can be fixed, but our mind is not made up. Or that's why we can't get our heart and mind on one accord, because of past experiences. That's why we think our heart is fixed and our mind is not made up. That's why we think, but it's really not. Our heart is not fixed and our mind is not made up, because we continuously dwell on past experiences. Number two, God says we act without thinking. There are many people who have done things that have caused a permanent life-changing situation. And this was acting without thinking. The Lord says, in order to have a heart that's fixed and a mind that is made up, we must begin to think before acting. So a man thinketh that he is, so a woman thinketh that he is. But actually, remember I told you that the heart is the intentions. So whatever's in our heart is going to come out. And so the Lord says that we act without thinking. We need to stop that. We need to think, then act. Okay? Number three, we test God. We tempt God. Right? And this also happens to adults as well, you know. You're in a college course, and you say, you know what, I wonder what will happen if I skip class today. I wonder what will happen if I just rush through this test. We're tempting to see what will happen. We're tempting to see what our professor will do. And we do the same thing to God. We tempt God. You know, what if I do this? What if I cause chaos? What if I break the peace? What will God do? And God says that your heart and mind will never be on one accord if we continue to try to test God. Because guess what? When we test God, we're not going to win, because God cannot be tempted. God is not a sinner like we are. So we're not going to win, so we might as well stop testing God. So in order for our hearts to be fixed and our minds to be made up, we have to let go of those past experiences. And the Lord says we need to move forward. You know, we don't want to turn into a pillar of salt like that woman who looked back. Lord says it's time to move forward. Stop thinking about what happened last year, what happened 2 years ago. He says move forward. Number two, we're acting without thinking. It's simple. The Lord says begin thinking more than acting. Right? listening more than speaking. He says, train up your children. Likewise, adults, listen to God. He is our trainer. Number three, we're testing God. Why are you testing and tempting God? We need to be trusting God instead of tempting him. The Lord says that's how we're able to have a fixed heart and a fixed mind. And finally, I leave you with this as the Lord gave it to me. Your mind will never be at peace if your heart is not fixed. There's no way. Because your heart hurts. When you do things to your sister or brother, when you do things that make God angry, you don't feel good. Your heart doesn't feel good. Doesn't matter who you are, whether you have a conscience or you don't. You still have that feeling inside of your heart. And your mind will never be at peace. You will lose many nights of sleep. You will begin thinking about this. You will stay angry. You will find nothing to smile about. Your life will be miserable because God will not be in the midst. God is not in the midst of chaos. God will not be in the midst of confusion. He will deliver his people out of the storm. He will deliver his people out of chaos and confusion. The Lord will not dwell in confusion and chaos. He will not bless mess. And so we have to make sure that our hearts are fixed and our minds are made up. And as I said before, the Lord says, forget about the past. So begin to move forward. Think before acting. And most of all, trust God. It is time out for us to not trust God. It is time out for us to continuously look back. We must fix our hearts. That's the first part of advancing, is to fix our heart so that our minds can be peaceful and be made up. Okay? So I want you to think about that. My heart is fixed, but my mind is not made up. And God says there is no such thing. Either it's my heart is fixed and my mind's made up, or my heart is not fixed and my mind's not made up. But it can't be in between. It can't be lukewarm. So I want you to really think about that. And I want you to replay this because the Lord was revealing a lot of things in there. But what did I want you to get out of this? Move forward. Think before acting and trust God. Okay? And I don't know what the Lord is going to give me this very second. But what I do know is that God is good. And so I'm going to speak something in the atmosphere, whatever God gives me. I don't know what it is. But I want to encourage you today, and I want you to know that whatever you're going through, God is able to deliver you out of your storm. I understand and recognize that you listen to the Love Live Jesus ministry. And I understand and I recognize that you try to do well and you try to do good towards people. And I understand that you're still in the storm of life. But God wants to deliver you out of your storm, and he wants to bring you into the shelter of goodness and mercy and favor and grace and mercy. But the only way that he's able to do that is if you fix your heart and your mind. And guess what? The Lord does not require that you fix it. He requires that you ask him to fix it. See, the Lord wants us to meet him halfway because he is just that good in order to deliver us from everything that we're going through. I understand how hard it is to look out from your storms and to see and to hear of the grace and mercy that God has given. But it's not the way we walk, not the way we talk, but it's the way we're living. We must live for Jesus Christ, for we don't know the hour or the day. We have to listen to God. We have to sing and we have to pray. Everything that God gives is from heaven up above. God is the only one who shall show all of his love. We may have bowed heads, but yet we pray. We have to listen to everything that my God say. We cannot run. We cannot faint. God is the only saint. So don't feel that your problems are too big. God is one who will understand, because God is the one and only man. I want you to know that God wants to bless us. I want you to go this week, and I want you to think about the goodness of God. I want you to think about his mercy and his grace. I want you to think about everything that God has done for you. I understand that, you know, you go through things and you lose people and you lose relationships because your heart is not fixed and your mind is not made up. I understand that there are fallacies. I understand that there are people of God who don't act like people of God. But God says that he holds you, he holds us in admiration. And he wants us to pass the test. On the ministry, you're going to hear about the goodness of God, but you're also going to hear about the storms of life and the reality. If you're praying for your child who is wayward, out of control, the Lord says, call them by name in prayer. Take them to church on Sundays. And if you're just thinking about Jesus Christ, I recommend that you come. And I want to make this very clear, because there's been a lot of negativity with Christianity. We've had people that have been killed because they didn't believe in a certain religion. And God says that's not his type of religion. When Jesus go out to look for sheep, they're his sheep. Every person on earth belongs to God. God does not force himself upon us. God says it has to be a personal thing. Our hearts must be fixed and our minds must be made up. The Lord says that he shall watch over us, whether we are in the ark or out of the ark. That's the beauty of it. He said, and when his sheep comes, he welcomes them as if they have been with him since the first day. But the Lord is also cognizant that when he begins to shift the atmosphere, his sheep have to find their way. And they begin to think about if they want to come back to Jesus Christ and regain and redeem their life. And sheep come back. That's what they do, because God is very true. So, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to know that no matter where you are in your walk with God, he's waiting on you. If you're in the storm and you hear about the great things that happen, they're true. But you got to come to Christ, and your heart must be fixed, and your mind must be made up. So without further ado, I want to recommend our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, unto you. I really appreciate all the people that God has shown me, and I'm very surprised at many individuals who listen to the Love Live Jesus ministry. And I don't even have to know who you are, but I thank you so much for it. Thank you so much. And I'm going to attempt to play this particular song by Miss Karen Showell. And if it doesn't play on this particular speaker, we will go and put it on another speaker. But I want you to hear it, and you all know it. And is it entitled, He is Faithful, because God is faithful. And I recommend our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ unto you. I have a virtual chair online. Imagine that. And I want you to give your life unto Christ, if you so desire. And when you do that, I want you to go to the nearest church, and I want you to begin to worship God and continue to listen to the Love of Jesus ministry. But I want you to fellowship with your brothers and sisters in Christ, and I guarantee you, you'll feel much, much better. But I want you to know tonight that God is faithful, and I want you to listen to this song by Miss Karen Showell. I want you to check her out. And I'm not just playing this song just to check her out or just trying to get you to check her out, but this song means so much because God wants us to know that he is faithful.
Jesus, I love you so much. You've been so faithful to me.
He's been faithful to you and to me.
is Faithful by Ms. Karen Shawell. Please, please, please consider praying to God, and I recommend our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to you today. I have a few announcements to make. Be sure to continue to uplift your family and your friends by asking them, telling them to log on to blogtalkradio.com/freedolove. That's blogtalkradio.com/FREDALOVE. Spiritual Guide on the Go is in your online bookstores such as Barnes & Noble, Follis.com, Amazon.com, many, many other bookstores, and I'm going to place them online tonight so that you can see where they are, and I'm going to have to order some more. So I really appreciate that. In addition to that, make sure that you continue to pray for 199 individuals. If you have to pray for all of your family members, put them all on one line and pray with them one by one, and do not forget to pray for yourself. Gospel artists, artists, promoters, publishers, writers, actors, actress, talk show hosts, anyone who has a positive word, please, please, Facebook Alfreda Love, that's A-L-F-R-E-D-A-L-O-V-E, or FREDALOVE, or you can email me at EMONYA_love@yahoo.com. I would love, love, love to have you on the ministry. Speaking of the ministry, we are going to welcome Miss Liz Black of WBLS in New York on Tuesday. So be sure to tune into that. She has a powerful ministry. She works very well with the gospel artist. She's just a phenomenal lady, and I want you to meet her online on Tuesday. Also, let's backtrack. On Monday, God's will, I will bring you a few youth topics, and we will also discuss other topics that the Lord has given unto us. But our main focus is or will be on our youth. On Wednesday, of course, we will have the ministry, and on Thursday. So we have a power-packed week, so be sure to come back so that you can see who's coming to the Love Lift Jesus ministry. I want to thank you guys in advance for helping to advance the kingdom by listening to the Love Lift Jesus ministry. Be sure to invite your friends. Also, connect with me. As I said before, my email is EMONYA_love@yahoo.com. Also, you can connect with me on my page entitled I Got to Have Faith. So please, please, please be sure to do that. In addition to that, I want you to know, please mark on your calendars, October 17th and 18th, as we will welcome Ms. Oprah Winfrey to Houston, Texas. We're looking forward to seeing her once again. In addition to that, just know that God is good, and he's worthy to be praised. And I want you to make sure that you look up that word, abomination, because the Lord was really speaking when I mentioned that word. And so look it up and make sure you know what it is. And then also I want you to know that God says that whatever you're going through, it's only a test because he has something better for you to enjoy. Remember to stay in character. Remember to, as far as your children are concerned, remember to pray for them, pray over them. It's okay to do that. Remember to let them know that they represent their families as they leave the house. And remember to continue to pray. We thank God for everything that he has done, the thing he is going to do. Continue to pray for the new talk show that's coming up because the Lord has shown some magnificent people, some people that I would never have imagined. And I'm still working on the logistics of having a two-way communication where listeners can call in and where also I can have or I can see the other individuals. And I also want to make like a news broadcast. So I'm just trying to work all of this out. So just please be patient with me because God is not through with me yet. Okay, excuse me, my allergies are messing up, so you have to forgive me here. In addition to that, just make sure, as I said before, that you tune in tomorrow for our youth topic and then Tuesday to welcome Miss Liz Black of WBLS. Be sure, I just love, love her ministry. Be sure to tune in. And I want to thank each and every one of you. And if someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love lifted you up because God is love. And until next time, which is tomorrow, take care of yourselves and each other. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Love Lift Jesus Ministry with your host, Dr. Alfreda Love.
On the internet, the Love Lift Up Jesus Ministry, featuring your host, Dr. Alfreda Love, reminding you to be diligent in your prayers as you pray for someone this week. We say goodbye as we depart from the airwaves, but reminding you that we never, ever depart from the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And that is His Word. And on that, you can depend. Always remember that Jesus Christ has your back. And there ain't nothing the devil can do about it. Hallelujah. We give you praise, Jesus.